Agnes Parsons' Diary, Tuesday, July 30th, Dublin, New Hampshire. I called on Mrs. Imogene Hoag and her friend after lunching with Miss Gladys Thaler. They were out, but soon after I reached home it began to rain, and as they were passing here on foot, Mr. Parsons asked them to come in. I ordered the carriage and took them home, and then went to get Abdu'l-Bahá to go to the station, where I was to meet Mrs. Ford. Mr. and Mrs. Hannon and a friend also arrived. Abdu'l-Bahá asked me to go to the Wilcox Inn, where he wished to call on these ladies. Mirza Valiullah was also with us, and after the visit he gave for Abdu'l-Bahá a present of money to the man at the door. We reached the station early and walked about for some time. Abdu'l-Bahá surprised two or three little boys by giving them silver pieces. Mr. and Mrs. Hannon and friend, also Mirza Valiullah Khan, went to the lower inn by stage, and I left Abdu'l-Bahá there to make them a visit. Later, he stopped at our house on his way home to ask when I was expecting him tomorrow, as it had not been quite understood. I told him about the luncheon at 1:30 and the talk at 5. Going to the station, he said that people in the future will come from all parts of the world to see Dayspring, where the Master lived. Also, he said my family, he hoped, would own all the country about here. I asked where the present owners would live, and he said, somewhere else. He spoke a little English on the way home and said to me of Mrs. Benita Ford, good lady. I said on the way to the station, Mrs. Ford is a great friend of mine, so please care for her. He told me Jeffrey Boy had written to him, and that he had written a reply. I asked if it was in his own hand, and he answered, no, but I will write myself. I begged him to send this letter, and later, if Jeffrey was a very good boy, he could then write him in his own hand. But he said that he would do so now. How kind he is! How gentle! He teaches lessons every minute. Jeffrey Mann took the mail down, and Abdu'l-Bahá insisted upon leaving the table and talking to him. Jeffrey told me about it when I returned, saying, he is a dear old gentleman.